G'day everyone, Ian here in Brisbane. Good to be back. Thought I'd bring up a point that's been discussed in the community a little bit lately about community here on Audioboo, why we enjoy recording audio, and secondarily, what has audio got that's the power over other forms of communication? It's something I've given a lot of thought to, not just recently. It's something I gave a great deal of thought to back when I was doing Create Your Life Story, one of my podcasts. It's now a static site. But I did 76 episodes, and in amongst that, I was encouraging people to record audio, either of themselves or of people who are important in their life, to capture it for posterity. And I came up against a great deal of resistance. I met a few people who embraced it and ran with it and just totally indulged it. But the majority of people resisted it. And it's something that I was both confounded and frustrated with, because I could see the advantages, but I slowly started to grasp why people had a problem with it. And I just want to say to everybody out there in the community who enjoys recording audio, you're a mob of freaks. You are. I am. We all are. The fact that we are happy to sit in front of a microphone is the exception to the rule. It is not normal. Normal being what the average Joe will do. Most people, and I've heard it said, that public speaking is second only to the fear of death, as far as a fear that most people have. And to sit down and record themselves with a microphone is very similar to public speaking, particularly the way we do it here on Audioboo, where we don't tend to do a lot of editing, where we tend to just pick up the microphone and start blurting out. It's a real problem for most people, and I think it's because they feel like they don't have control. When they write, they can edit themselves. They can do a first draft, they can look at it, they can rearrange things, especially with modern systems like word processing. Less so back in the old days of scribbling in a diary. But then that was a diary, so you'd put it under lock and key and nobody would necessarily ever read it, and you'd come back to it 40 years later. And if you were going to publish a memoir, you really put a lot of work into editing it. What did Churchill say that he knew that his story would be great from the war because he intended to write it. Yeah, it's exactly that. You can write your own story if you take the time. But if you are going to just speak it like we do here on Audioboo, there are going to be times when we get caught out, where we present things that maybe we would have edited if we were writing. And I think we innately know that. Those of us who are comfortable with it are comfortable to let our personalities come through. And people who are concerned about their secrets, whether they be dirty or just banal, they are less comfortable with that. I met many, 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 many people who thought that recording a life story of somebody important in their life was a great idea. But when push came to shove, it just all fell down, because it was all too confronting to sit down with a microphone. And I've noticed that it's a real shame, because sitting there with somebody and recording their story in audio is probably the most profound way of getting to know somebody. Far more than writing, I think an autobiography is really very difficult to do. A biography's hard, let alone autobiography. Because most people don't have the skill. Do you have the writing skill to be able to create an interesting story in text that will capture somebody's imagination, that will have all the nuances of your personality? I don't think many of us do. You have to be a great writer to be able to achieve that. At the other end is video, which is an amazing system, really, when you think about it. It's visual and it's audio all wrapped together. But have you tried to do some nice video? It's hard, hard, hard work. It's hard to capture the footage that works, because you've got to consider everything from backgrounds, lighting, to content. You've got to create a story, so it has to be edited. You've got to capture audio that matches it. Maybe you have to mix music into it. It's hard work. I've done enough video production to realize that it's brutally difficult. But audio is something that we've all done for our entire lives. And this is why I get frustrated with it, because it's something that we innately do. We sit down in a pub or in a coffee shop and we rave to people about our lives. And we're very, very comfortable with that because we know that it's ephemeral. It vaporizes the moment we've said it. And if we've screwed up, you hope that maybe they haven't quite picked up on where you screwed up. And if they have, maybe you can backtrack and cover it and it all goes away in a matter of minutes anyway. But if it's recorded, it's captured for posterity. And I think that's where people have a real problem with it. But it's also the way we get to know people. We get to know people through voice. And here on the Audioboo community, I think if you listen to somebody, like I've been around for 250 or so Audioboos, I've got another whole heap of stuff over on my podcast channels. If people stalk me and listen to my content, I'm pretty sure that my personality comes through. Yeah, I have been complimented with the term that I'm genuine and that what I present is the way I am. I play that card very strongly. I don't hide behind any fictitious personality because I'm a really bad liar and I'm a terrible actor. So I just present who I am and hopefully that's good enough for the majority of people. The old 80-20 rule, I'm happy with that. But the same applies to just about everybody anyway, even if they do try to couch what they're saying. And I first noticed this on Twitter. The people who I was following on Twitter, I'd see them presenting themselves. They'd be presenting their very formal self. And I would follow them closely. And over a number of years, you'd start to see where, through a bit of frustration or joy or celebration, they would let slip that facade, that professionalism, and a little bit of their personality would come through and I would grasp a little bit of who they truly, really are. Now, on Twitter, it's only 140 characters and they're very short snippets of information and it's text. So you can only get away with so much. But here on audio, we can't help but reveal ourselves. The way we talk, the way we present, the way we voice our opinions. We can try and hide it. We can couch with the words, but the intonation of our voice, it reveals so much more about our innate personality. And I think for me, that's why I love audio, because you truly get to know people. Everybody in this small little Audioboo community knows each other very, very well. A few of you who have managed to sit down with somebody else, met up at one of the pubs, a few of you have caught up with during a bit of travelling over there in the UK, have basically dropped into mid-conversation by the sounds of it, because you already know each other. You just sort of slip straight in, grab your beer, and now where do we pick up? Oh, that's right, what you said on Audioboo last week, Mac, was, yeah, and away you go, because we all know each other. You can't do that with writing, and it's hard work to do it with video. Decent video. Hey, you can flip on your bloody webcam and just spruik at the camera. But really, that's a variation on what we do here on Audioboo anyway. It's just that you're adding a bit of vision to it. I think the attraction to audio and the kinship that we feel within the community is primarily because it reveals us. In much the same way as sitting around a bar or a campfire in the old days, we get to know each other. It's very intimate. It's very personal. It's quite wonderful. And when I was doing Create Your Life Story, I was incredibly frustrated that I failed in being able to get people to grasp that. And the significance of it. They got it at a level. They agreed with me. But the fear of actually doing it and revealing themselves in audio ultimately meant that virtually everybody walked away from the idea. And the few who haven't have achieved a very wonderful experience in their life. We all, in laying down this audio that is part of our Audioboo channel, not only capturing a few opinions that we have from time to time, but if our families one day want to come back over it, and mine these topics, they have an incredible resource, because not only do they have the topics and the content of what we're talking about, they've actually got us. And they've got us in a profound way that is far more significant than discovering a diary, because there's a great deal that's said in the intonation of our voices. And that's why I love listening to you guys out there. And I think that's both going to be the success and the struggle for Audioboo, because those of us who get it very well, and those people who don't, well, they don't even come over here. I know people who've got Audioboo accounts. Yes, I know that some of you are listening to me who have never recorded audio, and it's because they feel shy, and I get that. And the best way to get over shyness is to do it and practice. And it's all right. It's no big deal. It's only you being you. That's my thoughts about community and audio and what we get out of it. Thanks for inspiring me to record this. I've listened to a few conversations from a few people about a variation on this. Talk to you next time. All the best. Bye-bye for now.